brainwashed, successfully subjected to brainwash. Being brainwashed is not necessarily a bad thing. Take, for example, how a coach brainwashes his team members into believing they can beat their opponent. If his team did not believe they could win, then their mental preparation was inadequate. In the moment of extreme competition, they might fall back. Have you ever seen a person start to do a daring deed and then bail out at the last second? That person may have been able to do the feat physically, but was not able to do it mentally. The world seems almost full of individuals who have achieved great things through commitment to their goal and sacrifice to achieve it. However, none of these great accomplishments and feats were achieved overnight. First, there was the desire, then there was the commitment, then there was work, then there was failure, then there was incremental improvement, and then over time, there was the success. What has the achievement of great feats to do with my walk with the Lord? Jesus told us that we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Faith is necessary to receive from God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. But we must also do the word of God. How does that happen? We began to believe the word of God. We began to think the word of God. We began to speak the word of God. And so we become brainwashed in the word of God.